B-Pod Studios.
My God, you people, I don't even know what to say anymore. We toss out a story and you're like, got you. I got you. I was just talking about that Alaska reporter who, she was mad at the mayor who she was having an affair with, so she posted this on her Facebook.
Hello there, Maria Athens from Fox, ABC, CW, Newsnet, National Alaska. Breaking news, according to reliable sources, Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz has his male genitalia posted on an underage girl's website. Coming up tonight, Fox 4 News at 9 and Newsnet National for sure will cover this. You heard it here first.
She said that story, but it was a lie. She was just mad at him because they were having an affair, and I don't know, maybe he did her wrong somehow. But at the same time, she did him wrong because after she did that, she went up to the station manager and punched him in the face, and and you found out that they were having an affair too. So I just...
Shouldn't they be mad at her?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't understand.
I need to know who did... Right. Who's the really bad person right. in this love triangle of all bad people? Hey, you know, and I said, hey, listen, if you're going through some love triangle situation right now, at least it's not that. And then Rich called us. And Rich, well, let's just talk to Rich. Yo.
Hey, guys.
Oh, God. Hi. Why do you sound depressed?
You sound sad.
Basically, right now, I'm just losing my freaking mind, dude. I basically lost 2 chicks at once, both of the loves of my life.
What?
Wait.
You lost 2 that were both the love. Okay.
And you said lives plural, like you have more than one. But anyways.
So you had
more loves, more lives.
Yes.
So you had not one, but 2 loves of your life simultaneously?
Well, basically, I'm married, for now I am, I guess.
Okay.
And I've been seeing a girl on the side.
Okay. You're losing the females in the room right now. They're not going to feel bad for you.
I don't blame them.
Okay, so you were cheating on your wife?
Yeah, I was seeing a girl on the side, and I basically fell in love with my side girl, and I decided to leave my wife for it. So I told my wife everything. I told her what's been going on, how long it's been going on. I wanted to come clean, break it off.
All right. And, that's honorable.
Yeah, with my side girl, basically.
Oh, that's honorable. When you say you came clean to your wife, you just came out to her about it, or did she suspect something? Yeah.
She's been suspecting it for a while, I think, and I just felt like it was time to come clean.
Yeah.
Wait, okay. And you said you were coming clean because you wanted to leave your wife to be with your side chick? Is that what you said?
Yeah, but once I told my wife, and then I told the side girl that I told my wife, now my side girl doesn't want to be with me anymore.
Oh,
I feel so bad.
My God.
Why?
She, I guess, liked the thrill of being married and sneaking around and all the thrill of it.
I've actually heard of that. So, people there's people, not just women, but men too, who like the fact that they can have an affair with someone who they have no strings and they can kind of just have sex with them and then not worry about anything else. Then they're going to go off with their wife or their husband or whatever.
She wants all the fun part of the relationship, but she doesn't want the boring parts of you. And she considers you boring.
I guess so. She doesn't want to... serious relationship.
Wow.
So can
she look?
Can you?
My God.
Okay, let's see if we can salvage this.
Yeah, right.
Well, not with your wife because that's not gonna happen. But do you think you can go to the side chick and say, "Hey, listen, can we still just like have sex?" And I'll buy whatever it was that you were doing. What did your relationship consist of?
Just hanging out and like I said, sneaking around and.
So just sex.
I guess that was the thrill for her.
Just
sex.
Did you buy her things?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Okay, so well then just say, hey, can I just have sex with you and buy you things? And eventually, that way, you know, you could still, I'm sure she'll encourage you dating and finding a new committed partner, and then you can keep doing what you're doing.
Possibly. She just seems like she doesn't even want to talk to me anymore. It's crazy.
Because now you're available. There's no challenge anymore. You're there. She didn't want that.
You were only desirable because you were being a scumbag and cheating on your wife.
And you were unattainable.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. And now, it's like, the second, it's like a switch got flipped. The second I told her that my wife knew, she was just lost interest. She dried up.
Yeah. So do you want sympathy? I don't think you're going to get that. Hold on. Karma is online, too. She said, ha, ha, ha.
So I said, you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.